First of all, congratulations on another win. And we talked about the rivalry. Describe the what the atmosphere was like against Montreal.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
You bet.
It's great. It's always ruckus, I guess, when we go there. We have a great traveling supporters group that they have their spot up in the corner, but they bring as much noise as I think the rest of the crowd combined. So it's a great atmosphere, always a challenging place to play. It's two good teams, both with lots riding on these games. And so it made for a good afternoon. And obviously, when you win, you feel a lot better about it when you come out of it.
Another three goals for you guys. You lead the MLS in scoring. And you tell me, Craig, was this by design? Did you want to have a high-octane offensive team? Or is this just the result of the personnel you have and this is the way we're going to play because we have these guys?
Well, I've always preferred to play an attacking style. I think your best defense is a good offense. Having said that, to win championships, you've got to be able to shut teams down and keep shutouts whenever possible. But we always knew, based on the players that we went after and the group we were putting together, that we wanted to be an attacking-minded team. We talked about being aggressive straight out of the block. Even a couple of years ago when we still weren't our best version of us, we scored a lot of goals, but we gave up too many goals. So we, over the last couple of years, we've been able to get a better balance and continue to add to some of those attacking pieces by adding Victor Vasquez and the likes of some of the other guys that have continued to add to our ability to score goals, in addition to the good defenders we've brought in as well.
Do you believe
that? We want to be exciting. We want people that enjoy coming to watch us and to feel like we represent the city. And so that was one of our goals.
Well, do you believe that goals will attract the non-traditional or non-soccer fan? And even if it does, do you care? Is your job just to win games?
Well, I think it does. I think exciting soccer, I think winning, obviously is a big part of that. But when people enjoy what they're coming to watch and there's a fast pace to it and they can get excited because goals bring emotion. Emotion is what brings people back to the stadium. And so, I think yes, the casual observer will tune in more if the games are more exciting. And that's, for us, we want our fans and the people who tune in to be interested, intrigued, to take notice into what we're trying to do and hopefully enjoy that, which means they'll tune in next time or they'll come to the stadium next time. And and by virtue of some of those results, the stadium is full every time we play in it nowadays, which is also, it's a great feeling now when you go to the stadium, you're going to have a full crowd and it's going to be loud, and it's been our responsibility to go out and be exciting and really bring energy to the stadium.
To that end, I remember hearing so many, general managers and even people above that level in an organization saying the best thing that can happen to a team in terms of selling tickets, in terms of interest, is to go to the championship, whether you go seven games and lose, whether you lose in overtime or the championship game, which is basically exactly what happened to you guys. So that has brought the crowds in, and you had them anyway. But has that affected the way your team has played? Has there been a hunger getting as close as they did last year to a championship? Has it been a carryover?
Yeah, I do think that there's a motivation there. Had we won it, I'd like to think we would have the same motivation to try to do it again, but we didn't. And so I think it's a real motivation for this group to come in and, one, prove that they're the best. If that means the best ever, then great. But prove that they're the best, continue to try to push, I think, the standards of our league and what people think of the level of soccer in our league. And then ultimately the pinnacle of all of it is to win the championship and bring the trophy back to Toronto. We felt like we failed in our final attempt at doing that in the end last year. And, it's something that we are pushing hard to try to bring back this year.
And I don't want you to compare yourselves to them, because the most important thing is 1 year and you're trying to win a championship this year. But for those people that are new to following the sport, and you're gathering people by the week, by the day, the way you're playing, and people hear, oh, this may be the best team ever. Who is the gold standard now? Is it the LA Galaxy team with Beckham and company from 4 or 5 years ago, or who would be the one if you people were to ask?
That's probably fair. I think the league has changed so much over the last 20 years. I played on the 1998 team, LA Galaxy team, that as well as Dan Callishman and Robin Fraser, two of my assistants. We were on that team that set many of the records that we're now eclipsing or trying to eclipse. And so that was a good team, but it was an entirely different era, you know, mm-hmm. 19 years ago. We didn't have the DPs like we do now. We didn't have the resources in our clubs to put together teams as deep as we have now and as talented. So I think the league has changed so much. So, I mean, in recent time, I would probably say the LA Galaxy teams that were able to, you know, win the championship a couple years in a row, to go almost 50 games with maybe one loss at home over that stretch. And those teams probably, in terms of quality, were the teams that are, you know, most closely measured to where we are.
Nicholas Hassler joined you guys partway through the year from Liechtenstein. Yeah. I noticed last night Jonathan Osorio back out, Eric Zavaleta back in. It looks to me, and you tell me, Craig, your player selections every week are now becoming more and more difficult. There's a lot more competition for spots within your group, maybe, than there was before.
Yeah, definitely. My hardest conversations in the week is letting guys know that they're not going to start or they're not going to be in the 18. It's the toughest part of my job right now, is trying to keep guys focused, motivated, working hard every week. But they kind of know that, you know, they've got a group that's getting results, and so it's not that easy to get into the lineup. And so that's not easy. I mean, Jonathan has been great lately. Last game against Philadelphia, we decided to change our formation, if you will, and we added a midfielder, took a center back out, which is something that we'll periodically use here down the stretch in certain moments. And he was excellent. To go on the road, we played with an extra center back and took the midfielder out. It's just a variation that our team is used to doing that I think throws the opposition off a little bit. But we've got a lot of guys with a lot of experience. I mean, I was looking down the bench yesterday, and we probably had, you know, 700 to 1,000 professional games sitting on our bench. Mm. And, the selection that we had was, I was feeling pretty good about our options to change the game if we needed to go to our bench.
Just before we let you go, your goalie, Alex Sabono, has been just terrific lately, but he took a big kick to the head last night. He was down, was unclear whether he was going to come out. If he had come out, would you have had to use one of your players on the field because you'd already used up your substitutions? Is that right?
Yes, we would have had to taken a field player, put them in goal.
Oh, tell me it would have been Jovinko. Yeah, that would be great.
That was my post-game joke, but I don't think it would have been Sebastian in the end. It probably would have taken one of our three center backs.
So. Okay.
He was a bigger guy.
Is he okay, your goalie?
Yeah, he's okay. I think they diagnosed him with a mild concussion, so he'll probably have a few days where he's on the shelf just to get himself pulled together again and heal, but he should be okay. We have a bye week this week because of international play, and then we're back at home the following week, which, you know, should be enough time for him to turn the corner and get back into training and be ready to go.
If he can get out of Jeff Blair's way tomorrow, your goaltender is co-hosting the show. Are you aware of this tomorrow?
I did not know
that. No, okay. This producer told me that's good. Well,
oh,
good
now you got him in trouble.
Good, you
don't
got the week off.
Tough questions.
No, yeah. That's he's right. On for a couple
if he,
hours.
If he looks confused, we'll know why.
That's awesome. All right, Coach, we appreciate it, and continued success.